broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
My personal opinion is that research has done an awful lot of interesting things and has helped out a lot of people.
I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
What's that about?
Who cares, man? It worked, baby. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And if you're watching our show in HD, high-definition TV, high-definition webcasting right now, you'll notice in the backdrop we have a Nazi propaganda movie, which Bud wanted to see. Right, Bud?
Yeah, I want to see something about a bird, or Nurburgring. It's called Nuremberg.
Nuremberg, right. Nurburgring.
I don't know.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Our website is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Head over there, get a backstage pass, watch our live streaming video. Our archives are, we are almost finished with 2001. We are almost finished with correcting all of those busted links and having all of our character clips ready for your download. Everything will be downloadable from our archives. That means thousands of hours of radio. And then, of course, we're going to fill out all the show logs. So this has been an extensive job. It's been a job that no one else has done anywhere in radio. We're the only radio show that is fully cataloged, fully archived, our radio show. And why have we done that? Because our radio show, unlike most, is worth saving. I mean,
you're right about that, man.
I'm telling you the truth. Of course I'm right. Our radio show, unlike most, is worth archiving and saving. So we have done the very hard work that ordinarily would be done by a broadcast museum, but we ain't got no broadcast museums around here lately, none that you'd recognize. So we're doing it. So head over to philhendryshow.com and see history being made. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, this story is one that we talked about yesterday on the show, last night on the show, and I'm going to tell you something. It really, really got my, as we like to say, it got my dander up. If ever there was something, in the American political landscape that should have us all locking arms and marching straight over the tops of the bodies of school administrators. I say that in the most figurative sense, of course. And liberal politicians, it's the story of the school lunch and the perversion that it's becoming. That's right, I said the perversion. Who would have ever thought that something as simple as a school lunch would be the cause of strife and disagreement between parents and schools? Students who attend Chicago's Little Village Academy Public School get nothing but nutritional tough love during their lunch period each day. The students can either eat the cafeteria food or go hungry. Why? Because you're not allowed to bring your food in from home as a student. And why is that? Because the school, in all of its wisdom, cannot trust that you, Mom, or you, Dad, are packing a healthy enough lunch for your child. Now, this is not optional. This is the way it's going to be. They figure that even if you are a loving parent and you're a parent, you care about your children, you're still going to give them nothing but slop to eat. They think that you're going to give them fattening sandwiches or cake. Who knows what they think? Here is Principal Elsa Carmona. She said, quote, nutrition-wise, it's better for the children to eat at the school. It's about the excellent quality of the food that we serve, and it's milk versus Coke. Milk versus Coke. So, meaning you, Mom, you, Dad, you give your kids change to pump into a machine, and coming out of that machine will be a Coca-Cola, not something that is going to be good for that child. Now, on the line with us from Cloverdale, Colorado, which is where the Mountain Meadow Observatory is, and I don't know if you got a radio on there, Dr. Ron Turner. Dr. Turner, how are you doing?
I feel like very good. If you want, I could turn the radio down.
Yeah, I would appreciate that a little bit because we've got a little bit of interference there. I know that that's probably a little bit better. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, and I'm heading over to a teacher's seminar here at the school district, and then we're returning Well, I'll be actually returning back to the observatory next week.
Have you finished doing the fill-in?
No, I'll be back late in the week to help with a little bit more of the teacher substitution that they've asked me to do. But it's, you know, as I said, we have a meeting on these school lunches, and we feel, you know, that I've got to disagree with you.
All right, well, we'll get into that. You agree that the schools should be allowing the schools should be dictating to parents.
Well, Phil, before we get into that, I don't think they're dictating anything. I think what they're saying to the parents is that we have invested a lot of money into a school lunch program. We know what is healthy for the children to eat, and we've decided that we're going to implement a policy where the children are going to eat healthy foods that are served them in the school cafeteria, and this food that has been brought in from the homes is simply suspect, and will certainly be taken. But we are not telling them what to bring to school.
And are you at the school that you work at, Ron? Are you telling these kids who bring lunch from home that they can't eat it?
No, that is not the case at all. It is subject to a review. It's subject to an individual inspection by teachers. If we look at the child's lunch and we see that it is obviously a food that will not be of a high nutritional standard, if it's food that is not quality food, if it's a lot of white bread, if it is Coca-Cola, if it's any number of those things, then obviously we confiscate the lunch.
And then what does the child do?
Well, and then we have a problem because the child is not going to have anything to eat. So that's why we have to discourage these parents, although we have fought to change that policy.
You're going to send a child into a classroom hungry after lunchtime?
We have fought to change the policy so that at least the child could get one half the serving of what the other students get. There has to be some discouragement of bringing these lunches in if they're not nutritional. And that was the point.
All right. Dr. Ron Tarner on the line with us, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, as we talk about school lunches and the fact that some schools are not allowing students to eat lunches prepared at home. Either you can't bring one with you, or in the case of where Ron Tarner teaches, which is at the middle school there in Cloverdale, correct?
The middle school and the elementary school, yes.
All right. In that case, if the lunch does not measure up to some nutritional standard, it's confiscated and the child goes hungry.
No, the child is given one half the lunch serving of the children that are on our normal program.
And what is a normal program?
Well, a normal program are children who are eating our school lunch. It's basically children of parents who get it, as opposed to the children of parents who don't get it. So that's what we call our normal program. It's a very difficult process to negotiate, Phil. We're doing the very best that we can with what we have.
Well, you're talking about a very difficult process to negotiate. I find this very funny. So because, you know, the kid comes to school, he's got a lunch, you take it from him. Where does the lunch go?
Well, the lunch is then taken by the teachers, and we've had a buffet or some...
So you're taking the lunch from these kids, and as you told me, and I knew what the answer would be, you're eating the lunches yourself.
And the reason for that, as I explained to you, the students are not going to do their best with this kind of food that is brought from home. As an adult male in my 40s, and the other teachers who are also well past the stage of physical development, this food is not going to injure us, at least not radically. Obviously, it's going to put some calories on it.
So you're taking this food and you're eating it?
I was hoping that you'd listen very carefully to what I'm saying. I said we lay it out as a buffet. Some of it doesn't get eaten. Some of it is literally thrown into the garbage.
And well, here is the problem that I have, Ron, and I got to tell you.
You know, I wish you wouldn't interrupt me, because there were a couple of areas that I wanted to get into.
We're
going to
have a lot of time to get into it, but here's my problem. The school says, here is the nutritional food. Your student can come to school with a lunch, but if it doesn't pass muster nutritionally, we're going to confiscate that lunch from that child, and then the child only gets one half of what the other children get for lunch who are on this so-called normal program. The lunch that's taken from that child is then laid out in a buffet for the teachers, and you say sometimes it's thrown in the garbage.
That is exactly correct. So that we are...
All right, well, you know what? That means that that child had his lunch taken from him, he gets a half of a meal, and the meal that his parents sent to him sent to school with him is thrown in the garbage.
That is exactly correct, Phil, but understand that it is a nutritionally a dangerous meal. It's nutritionally not up to standard, and it's probably a good thing that we don't eat it.
But it's laid out at a buffet where?
It's laid out at a buffet in the teacher lounge. It's something that was an idea of mine and Bob Fordham, who is one of the coaches, and we said rather than take the lunches and throw them into a dumpster, let's bring them to the teacher's lounge. And a lot of it is heatable macaroni and cheese, peanut butter sandwiches, some soups in the thermoses. And
what's wrong with the soups?
Nothing's wrong with the soups.
Well, then why were they taken from the children?
Well, in conjunction with the other food. You understand that the soup, in conjunction with a piece of pie, the soup, in conjunction with a macaroni and cheese entree, that lowers the entire value of the lunch.
And so the whole thing is taken from this child, even the soup that might be good for the child.
We are trying to teach our children nutrition. I'm trying to make myself as clear as I can, Phil. I've known you to be an intelligent man, but you're not getting what I'm saying. We're not making anyone go hungry. And
well, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong.
We're not making anyone go hungry.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You're serving lunch. If the kids bring their own lunches from home, which they can do, and nutritionally they're not up to snuff, you take them away. How many lunches do you take away?
What do you mean, how many lunches do I take away?
How many lunches of, let's say, 100% of lunches that are brought from home, how many get confiscated?
It's a pretty high number, because the parents don't get it.
And how many?
Probably upwards of 80%, 85%.
85% of the lunches the children bring from home are taken from these children, laid out, as you say, in a buffet.
You know, please don't lean on that buffet too heavy.
Well, you're putting it in a buffet, are you not?
Yes, I am, but I certainly don't appreciate being yelled at.
I apologize. You're putting it in on a buffet. You're putting it on a buffet for the other teachers, correct?
That is correct.
And you eat it.
We do if it's something that we want to eat, but if it is something that you're not going to be able to actually get down your throat, because, again, this is food that is brought in by these kids from their homes, and it can be something reasonably tasty, or it could be something that you can't even get down your throat. And I'm putting it as polite as I can.
And if you can't get it down your throat or eat it, it gets thrown away?
Yes. Yes. For the fifth or sixth time, yes.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. When we get back, I'm going to really have to begin to ask some questions here, because I said to him, you know, these are lunches that are prepared by the parents. The kids bring them to school. And now all of a sudden, guess what? Well, if we don't think it's good enough, your kid doesn't get to eat it. It gets either thrown away or now Dr. Tarner takes it to the teacher's lounge and they have it in a buffet. So eating the lunch are the teachers. Is this protecting kids' nutrition, or is it just stealing? Are they protecting the nutrition of children, or are they just stealing from them? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, radio for patriots by patriots.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here. We are talking to Dr. Ron Turner, and we're talking about school lunches. And across the country, a new phenomenon has arisen, and that is the schools are literally confiscating the lunches of children, and they're saying, no, you eat these lunches that we've prepared. They're nutritionally better. They're taking away the lunches that you have prepared for your child at home. Now, in the case of where you teach, Dr. Tarner, which is at the Cloverdale Middle School and Elementary School, the child is allowed to eat the home lunch if it passes nutritional muster. Now, who does the inspection of these lunches?
I want to make a point first, though. And
I would appreciate if you just answer my question.
No, sir. I'm not going to. I want to make a point that during the commercial break, after you had lectured me, and I think rudely in some instances, Phil, I noticed that on your videocast, you're watching a Nazi propaganda film. And I have to ask myself, is this where you're getting your technique in questioning me from these Nazis? Boy.
No, that's not. You know, you can turn the tables all you want, okay? And I know that everything that a conservative thinks is Nazi, and everything that a conservative is Nazi, but that's not going to work here.
Well, I'm telling you that when the children bring their lunches, we inspect them, and we look at different foods. For instance, we'll look to see if there is a brownie.
Do you confiscate that?
No, actually, in the case of a brownie, we don't, because I'm allergic to chocolate. I know some of the teachers are, but if you look...
So you're looking at this stuff just to see if it's stuff that you want to eat?
No, sir, that is not... That is almost slander. And
well, Dr. Tarner, you're dancing around the subject. What are you taking from these children's lunches? If you disallow a lunch and that child is not allowed to eat any of that lunch, what are you, in point of fact, looking for? Do you have the requirements? Do you have the qualifications to judge the nutrition of a child's lunch?
Mr. Hendry, I am a doctor of astronomy. I have an 8-year doctorate degree. I have my Ph.D. I think I'm smart enough to know whether a child has brought slop from home to eat. I think I'm smart enough to know whether or not a child has brought from home food that would gag a road possum.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
877-876-7445 here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're going to go to a phone call now. This is Michelle in Palm Springs, California. Go ahead, Michelle. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, my question was with them taking the food that was purchased from the parents at home, and that becomes
yes, ma'am.
A buffet lunch for the teachers. Then
that
they said
correct,
they give
yes.
them a half portion of a cafeteria lunch that they value as nutritional. Are those
yes.
children charged for that lunch at the school?
Yes, on that particular day, because they brought in a substandard menu.
So you eat their lunch, you give them a half portion, and they're still charged.
Yes, they are. And it's only fair, because there are some students and their parents who have gotten on the normal program and are doing what we expect of them. You can hardly expect us to give away free lunches to a child whose parents have decided that they're above the nutritional knowledge of the district and above the ability of the district to provide for their child in ways that they can't. I'm sure you understand that, don't you? To the lady at Palm Springs, do you understand that or don't you?
Yeah, and I have one more question.
Do you understand it? I want to hear it clearly.
Don't tell my callers what to
yes,
say or
I
do.
I understand that you're saying that you do charge them for the lunch,
very
even
good.
Though their parents have purchased the lunch and sent them to school with it. And my other
that
question was, in this bag of lunch that they bring, if they made a tuna sandwich on white bread, and they had an apple in there, and then they had this macaroni and cheese that you seem to disagree with, would that
yes,
whole
ma'am.
Lunch be compensated, or would you deem a tuna fish
well,
sandwich and an apple okay? Or does that go
well,
on buffet for the teachers?
Well, I noticed a little sarcasm in your voice, so I don't know how.
No,
you
I'm asking a question.
The tuna fish would be confiscated because of the white bread. And because of the white bread as well as the macaroni and cheese, it breaks down the entire nutritional quotient of that meal to unacceptable levels.
Would you leave the child the apple?
No, the entire meal, therefore, on average, it's...
So the child doesn't get the soup or the apple?
What soup?
Well, when I talked about another meal, and I said, what if the kid brought in a thermos of soup?
No, the entire meal's quotient goes down. Therefore, that goes up to the teacher lounge. And the child is then separated out and put into what we call their A-B lines. They go into the B line.
The beeline is what? The half?
Half lunch. Anything else? Okay, great.
So then the teacher chooses the apple.
We have to break.
And
yeah, the teachers will have that food to eat.
Yes, that's right. That's for the night time.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. 877-876 Phil will be back.
Phil Hendry.
On the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Go ahead and say it with a real ad.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Dr. Ron Tarner, who has been substitute teaching at a elementary and middle school in Cloverdale, Colorado, outside of Denver, which is where the Mountain Meadow Observatory is. I've got to tell you something, Ron, and you will not like this, but when you're teaching for a school that has a school lunch that they require the children to eat, if their home lunch does not meet nutritional standards. So a mother that sends a child out of the home in the morning with a lunch that she made with love in her heart, and she has the very best intentions for her child. There's no one that has better intentions for a child than a loving mother. She doesn't know whether that lunch is going to be served to her child. It's going to be confiscated. And what would you say, therefore, when I say that that is nothing more than thievery?
Well, you know, Phil, you could be melodramatic and put any name you want on that. All right?
You are taking these lunches from these children and putting them on a buffet for the teachers. We are
putting them on a buffet because we don't want them to go to waste. We would much rather that someone eat them. The child cannot eat them. We had a young man who, his parents are very wealthy. Well, he came to school with lobster tail that they'd had at a restaurant the night before. I took that away from him. Now, you, Mr. Hendry, and others would say, that's a seafood that's healthy. No, it isn't. It is high in cholesterol.
So who ate it?
That's not the point of who ate it.
Who ate it? Did the teachers eat it?
We did put it on. Obviously, you're going to put that on the buffet. Do you think I'm going to throw that in the garbage?
Why don't you? Let me ask you something. Why don't you?
You're going to hear your voice cracking because you are so emotional.
Let me deal with that. Why don't you give this food at least to a homeless shelter? If for no other reason than to say, if we're taking it from these children, let's give it to some people that need it.
Because, boy, you are, excuse me for saying this, Phil, you're very slow on the uptake. Because the food is nutritionally substandard. So we eat it. You think that I want to eat it? No, I do not want to eat it. I don't want a heart attack. I don't want a stroke. But if someone sends their child to school with a cream-based dessert or lobster tail, things that you might think are great, I have to eat that. Otherwise, some child will eat it, and we've got a 300-pound 12-year-old. No, thank you. I'm not going to be responsible for that.
877-876-7445. A lot of parents are checking in on this very, very vital topic. Here is Crystal in St. Louis, Missouri. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Crystal, go ahead, please.
Yes, I was just wanting to ask you, where is the children's rights at?
Exactly.
The children's rights are being protected by the school, which is telling the parents you need to serve your child better food and not this stuff that would gag a buzzard.
But I would say that's not up to the school. I think that's up to the parents.
This is exactly our point that we're trying to make here, Ron.
Yeah, I got you on that, Phil. You, ma'am, let me say this again. Do you want your child to have the best nutrition? Yes, you do.
But what if the parents don't?
If the parents don't want the child to have the best nutrition, are you saying that the parents want to injure that child? Well, now we're into a very serious topic. But if the parents want the best nutrition for that child, and they send the child to school with a lunch that is loaded down with cream, buttered-based dishes, and it's not healthy for a child, that will be taken from the child, put in the teacher's lounge for our buffet, if we want to touch it, if we want to go near it, And if not, then it gets thrown into a dumpster.
I guess the righteous go out the window then.
What is that, the righteous?
They should have the right to eat anything they want.
Exactly. Don't these children have the right to eat the lunch from home?
No, not if it's going to kill them. Not if you're feeding that child cream-based desserts.
Now, I don't think tuna fish is that bad.
No, tuna fish is not that bad. You said that you would not feed that, you'd not let that child have that sandwich because it was white bread, right?
Yes.
Well, then why not remove the bread?
Oh, are you kidding? So the kid's going to eat the tuna fish with what? With his shirt?
All right, Crystal, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL as we talk here about child nutrition, I should say. Here's Beth in North Carolina. Beth, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I worked in public schools for 15 years. And
yes, ma'am.
The stuff that's in the teacher's lounge and on their desks, the candy, the M&Ms, maybe we need to start looking at the teachers. And they need to be examples because they're eating the whole time they're teaching.
We're
ostracizing these little children, and they're happy. People don't have a lot of money.
The food they're bringing in from home.
And you're eating it, and you really pay for it. If you're gonna eat it, you need to pay for it. Somebody had to pay money for it. You need to pay them. You need to pay the families. You are really...
No, ma'am.
I'm very disappointed in you. I can't believe...
Let me ask you a question.
Let you suffer.
Are you telling me... Are you telling me that I've got to pay for something that could poison me or kill me?
Yes, sir. I am telling you, if I send a lunch to school for my child, I bought it. I paid my money for it. If you're going to take it away from my youngin', you better pay me exactly what I sent.
Bam.
Let it go
the food
back
that
home.
You have set your
Let
child,
them eat
the
it at
you...
home. Do you know how many
right.
children don't have things to eat? What's wrong with you?
Yes, your child is not eating the right thing. So your child is right in with that group of people. And I'm saying that you're telling me I have to pay you so I can eat the food that
if you're
going to
eat my child's food,
child,
you better pay me
money. It's
going
to give me a stroke. It's going to give me a stroke, and I have to pay for a stroke.
How much do you weigh? I mean, how's your cholesterol?
Well, that's the point I'm making.
You're so redundant. You're saying one thing and you're doing another.
What an example you are. That's hypocritical, but it's not redundant.
You're a hypocrite then.
You would be even teasing.
I'm asking.
I cannot believe.
I'm sorry, but this is exactly
I don't
what
agree.
I thought.
Pay these people money. We don't have money.
You haven't listened to a word I'm saying.
Economy's bad. Home for dinner.
The reason why we took the food away from the child,
I'm so tired of your child. You keep saying the same thing over and over. You have a buffet every day at lunch.
Yes,
I see teachers shove M&Ms, candy bars, all day long in front of these children, and the kids, they don't get to eat it.
Beth, I want to ask you a question.
Coca-Cola and coffee.
Beth, this is Phil Henry. I want to ask you a question, Beth. Where are you seeing this? Do they have the candy in front of the children on the desk in the classroom,
candy? Yes, sir. They have candy bars in the drawer. They have all sorts of baskets in the teacher's lounge that parents bring.
I'm supposed to starve then. That's what the lady wants me to starve? Is that what she's saying?
No. Nobody's asking you to starve. Why do you put this in front of those children? Why do you put candy in front of those kids? Why do you put M&Ms in front of those kids? And then you say, oh, you better have a healthy lunch. Let me see what you got there. I've got to take that, and I got to put that in the teacher's lounge for a buffet.
Otherwise, the children eat it, and the children grow up to be 168,000 pounds before they're 15. You want that? You don't want to see that. It's not pretty.
How much do you weigh? I mean, I'm not being ugly. How much do you weigh?
Am I being ugly?
What's your cholesterol?
I weigh 300 pounds. So I know what I'm talking about.
Well, then, honey, you need to take the stuff
300
out of the lounge,
pounds.
Put apples.
300 pounds.
And let
I'm
teachers,
not going to eat anything.
If the teachers aren't, if they don't have good nutrition, they can't teach. They cannot be at the top.
Right. and the teacher has taken that macaroni and cheese that you don't want the child to eat. Do you eat that?
Yes, I do eat the macaroni and cheese because it has meat in it. So I think it's so hypocritical that, yes, I'm 300 pounds, so I know what's going to kill me, and I eat it anyway, you know.
You are making yourself look really bad. The more you talk, the worse you sound. I hope nobody that you know is listening to you.
Why is Mr. Hendry showing film footage of a cattle drive? I'll tell you why. It sounds innocuous, and yet where do those cattle go eventually? They go to a slaughterhouse where they're baited to steaks. So Mr. Hendry is showing footage of a cattle drive.
I'm so sorry. Thank you for letting me say my piece.
Thank you very much. It was very, very kind of you to call.
I think he's crazy.
Thank you very much, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. I don't show any kind of cattle for that reason. Okay?
I know under the auspices of some idea of showing a Nuremberg documentary, but I just saw a cattle drive. Didn't I?
That was cattle? It was cattle. It wasn't a cattle drive, and it's not to make people think about steaks. Okay?
Kansas City steaks.
What?
Kansas City steaks.
First of all, let me ask you a question here, Ron. I just want to be clear. If the kid came to school with a Kansas City steak, would you take that away?
If it had that yes. If it had...
Why?
Oh, what do you mean? If it had that sauce on it.
If it was just a steak...
If it was just a steak.
Yeah.
Well, no one sends their kid to school with a steak.
Now, if they sent their kid to school with a Kansas City steak.
No one is going
to... You know what? You don't want to answer that question because a steak is a very healthy thing to eat. A steak is an extremely healthy thing to eat, especially if the fat's trimmed off of it. It's great, solid protein. It's absolutely fantastic. But you'd take it anyway, wouldn't you?
You're not going to let a steak go to some kid when you know there's something wrong with it. I don't know what it is. Probably it's too rare.
877-876, oh man, I can't even spit out the phone number. 877-876-7445, Dustin in Vidalia, Georgia. Go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir.
Yeah, I got a question for him. I want to know, if you're teaching nutrition, I know the old saying is, do what I say, don't do as I do. But you are being a hypocrite. What if the police took drugs from drug dealers and used them themselves? What kind of example is that setting? The second thing I want to know...
It would depend on why they're doing it. Are they doing it because they don't want the drugs to go back out on the street?
It's all right for
people
to do it, as long as the drugs don't go back on the street. Man, I'm glad you don't live in Georgia.
They'll destroy the... But here's the thing about food. Somewhere, that food can help someone. Drugs don't help anybody. There's no place where drugs help. So the food can help a teacher. The food can help... I'd like to think it'll help the homeless, but I don't want to give them the... something that some woman made for her fat kid.
Boy, you are really, you know, there's a lot of hostility going on there.
No, there is not.
Yeah.
Sir, for her fat kid.
Oh, well, what I'm looking at is, I'm like the woman from before. I work hard for my money. I'm actually on the way home from working a second shift.
You're like a woman? What? You said you're like a woman?
No.
He said he's...
The woman like that just called. Uh-huh. The woman that just called before me.
You like her?
And, excuse me?
Did you say that you like... It sounded like you said you feel like you're a woman.
No, I said I like what the woman said before. If I work hard for my money and I send food to school with my youngin' and you take it from them and eat it from them, you're going to answer to me or pay me. That's just another prime example of this government and these officials
thinking they're
smarter than everybody. And look where the government and the daggum states and United States is going to crap. Whenever you actually sit there and think that you know better than your own mother or father that has raised a youngin', just because you have this degree and that degree and this degree, and you're sitting there weighing 300 pounds and eating this youngin' food, you can't honestly think you're right.
The reason why I said what I said is because I know what bad food could do to you, and I'd much rather eat that food that will give that child a stroke. I'd rather have the stroke so that that child could grow up to be healthy.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Why don't you just...
It's so funny.
I appreciate you.
Laughing
I appreciate
at me?
You. You're, yeah.
Why are you laughing
I appreciate
at?
Because
why you left?
Listen to yourself. If I appreciate you want to save these kids, but why not throw the food away and save yourself and the kid?
Because there may be something there that's edible. It's not often we find anything that's. Some of the other teachers may like it. And let's keep this in mind. This man has done nothing but laugh at me. I'm 300 pounds sitting here.
You're 300 pounds sitting there what?
I put my, you know, a lot of people say they put their life on the line. I put my fat on the line to teach these people about how to make a kid more healthy. And the first thing you do is make a good lunch.
And let you eat the one that they couldn't get through.
And let me eat the one that what? No. I said if they make a good lunch for their kid, I won't eat it.
Can I ask a simple question?
Yes, sir.
A simple question. When you went to school and got your doctorate and you got an education to teach kids, did you go to school to teach nutrition or did you go to school to teach them how to grow up and be adults?
I went to school to study astronomy. And I studied astrophysics.
Okay.
Astrophysics.
So now you're a nutritionist.
I could care less about kids. I don't understand your question. I didn't even want to teach
kids.
Well, by trade, sir, I'm an astronomer and astrophysicist. I work at Mountain Meadow Observatory, but I was pressed into service as a substitute teacher because of the cutbacks at the state level.
So you don't even like kids?
I love my son, but most
kids are
irritating, yeah. But I can...
Well, then what are we even talking about, man? And you're sitting there eating their lunch?
I'm eating their lunch. So in other words, when they come to school, I grab the lunch away from them and I run and I eat it behind a building or a dumpster.
Well, that's what you're making it sound like, you know.
Well, you're the one that's sitting there watching the Nuremberg war crime trials. Can you believe this? Who are the gentlemen that I'm talking to? Is it Dustin? Mr. Henry's been sitting there watching Tojo. He's watching Tojo movies from 45.
That's got nothing to do with anything.
Yes, it most certainly does. Because if I care about kids enough to make sure they've got good nutrition, and you're telling me what to do while you sit there giggling at Tojo, what is that about?
You know what, man? You are way off the beaten path here. I'm taking the side of these parents. Government, government, government. Sticking their nose in where it doesn't belong. Telling parents they don't know how to make a lunch. Telling parents they don't know how to take care of their own children. Telling parents they don't know anything about nutrition. Telling parents that your lunch that you made, no good. We will make the lunch for the child. And the one that they brought, we'll put it at a buffet table for the teachers.
For a lousy couple of bites of...
All right. Anyway, thank you very much, Dustin, for your call. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we are talking to Ron Tarner, who in that last segment admitted that he's 300 pounds, that he doesn't know anything about nutrition, he's an astrophysicist, that he is sacrificing basically himself so that the kids don't get the stroke. He will, by eating the macaroni and cheese, the lobster tail, the Kansas City steak, and the cream-based desserts that your kid comes to school with. Man. 877-876-PHIL.
Laugh now, Mr. Henry, because I really believe karma is a bitch.
877-876-7445, Phil. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I'm telling you, karma's a bitch.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and on the line is Dr. Ron Tarner as we finish up our interview with him in this segment. Next hour, of course, we have our news and information hour, and Dr. Tarner, taking this food from these children is one thing. Not giving it to the homeless, that's the part that I don't understand. If you're going to take the food away from these kids,
So giving it to the homeless and giving it to those people, do you understand the salaries that we make as teachers are not that high? And there are days that, yes, I'm not asking you to care. I'm not asking your audience to care. But I'm going to make this statement. There are days where I am literally weak from hunger. And that pie and that soup that kid brought in, and I could barely stand,
And you're 300 pounds.
I got to be 300 pounds when I made money, when I had a decent living. Now I don't make a decent living.
You got to be 300 pounds and you made a decent living. All right, 877-876-7445, Phil Henry Show. Kyle, go ahead. Kyle calling from Hawaii.
How you doing, Phil? This doc, fine. Whatever his name, he sounds like a phony. I'm sorry to say, why would you take the kid the food out of their mouths? And you say you're an astrophysicist? I doubt it very highly.
It's garbage.
And it's garbage. Get off the phone, Phil. Just want to make a comment. This guy is wrong. He must be a Republican, and he must be a Bush person also. I'll see you and speak about
Actually, you got all of that wrong because the guy is very much a liberal. Thank you very much, though. Here is Barbara. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Barbara, go ahead.
No, I'm not a liberal.
I have a question to this gentleman. You're saying about nutritionists, food being taken away from the kids. You have yet to mention the curriculum. What type of curriculum do you have at that school? The other thing, I have a suggestion for you because I'm a former teacher. I have a suggestion for you. As parents,
I don't know what curriculum is. What?